We are picking up Kuf Samach Vav Sif Beis. Kuf Samach Vav Sif Beis.
Doing the Shulchan Aruch or the...
It's just there's one note here in the tour here to tour slash Beis Yosef that maybe we should start with. So in Kuf Samach Vav Sif, this is discussing the issue of lending money or borrowing money, lending money to somebody who. And then staying in their house, right? Because if you're going to stay in their house, then you perhaps are getting more than you otherwise would have gotten. So there is here, it talks discusses this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. In the tour itself says v'chasav haRamban about 7 lines into Kuf Samach Vav. This is v'chasav haRamban dafkul lechachilah shebala dorbo aval im darbo kvar. It's only lechachilah if he's coming and he doesn't yet have a place by you. But if he's already has a place by you kvar, kiven dechatzir lo kayem laagra afilu hu gaver David lemegar. So it's not something that's available for rent, even if he's a person that normally rents im halvahu v'darbo. If he lends you the money and then stays there, ain kan shum sadribs, you don't have to worry about it. If you let say deshamayim, ain sarach laseislo. Even to be yoseishma, you don't have to worry about it. When we come machum you amrlo, but if he says avini vidor b'chatzari, if he puts the two together, so then we have a problem of avak ribis v'lo mafkin, you shouldn't do it. U v'chatzir de kaim laagra, if it's a place that normally is rented, imamrlo halvein, if he says,
you're in
the Beis
Yosef or
the... Not in the tour.
Oh, okay.
I really want to get to the Rambam's opinion. Uvachatzir dekaim la'agra, if it is a chatzir that is regularly rented, imamar lo halvein v'dor b'chatzri, if he says, lend me money and you can stay in my place, havi ribis katsutsa, so then this ribis katsutsa aveyu v'dor bo havi avak ribis. But if he lends the money and then he happens to live there, meaning it was never an arrangement that was made, so that's not going to be considered ribis katsutsa, that's going to be avak ribis, because there was never actually a formal arrangement. So that's the shita of the Ramban. Comes the Rambam and says, "Kasav Rambam, Kasav Dafilu b'chatzir d'lo kai melhag." Even if it's a chatzir that is not rentable, right? But Gavra d'lo avi lemegar, and it's a person that doesn't normally rent. Im halveyu v'darbo, if he lends the money and he stays there, that's still going to be considered avak ribis. And v'adonia v'harash hiskim l'divri haRamban, but the Rush seemed to agree with like the Ramban. So it seems like there is a machlokas here. If it's not rented and it's not normally it's not a person that normally rents, so perhaps it could be permissible. And the Rambam says no. Now the Beis Yosef points out. So there's a Beis Yosef dibar maskel v'haRambam. And he adds in kolomar, right? Afilu b'chatzir d'lo kaim la'agra havi avak ribis kolomar v'tzarech lahachzir. You see where that is?
No.
There's a Beis Yosef with Dibur Maskel v'Rambam. It's the last one before you get to Beis Gimel Aleph. Yeah. So kolomar v'tzarech lahachzir. So what is he saying here? Afilu b'chatzir d'lo kaim la'agra havi avak ribis kolomar v'tzarech lahachzir b'vav latzis yidei shemayim. You're going to have to return it in order to make sure you're good with God, whatever that means. Uva omer halveni v'dor b'chatziri. But if he says, "Lend me the money and you could stay in my chatzir," v'hi chatzir d'lo kaim la'agra near, and it's a chatzir that is not normally rented. This is not the Rambam himself. Notice, the lokaim la'agra near a midvarav, the ribis katsutza havi. So then that would be considered ribis katsutza. Shekein kasa v'lo yadur b'chatzeiro chinam, because it says that you shall not live in their place for free. So if you do live in the place for pi, afal pisha ina chatzer asuyi l'sach, even if it's not something that's normally rented, claims according to the Rambam that would be a problem of ribis katsutza. Yeah. The ribis katsutza havi, right? That would still be considered a problem of ribis katsutza, because anytime you're saying seeming, it's hard to say that it's ribis katsutza, but that's what he says here. I'm alive near midvar, the ribis katsutza havi, shekin kasav, lo yadur b'chatzeir chinam. But it says that you shouldn't live there for free. Afa vishayin achatzeir su yisach, even though it's not normally rented. Vim lo haola hareza avak ribis, levishalo hisna imo shalay avehu v'yadur b'chatzeir. But if they don't put it together, that's only going to be avak ribis. Mashma ha'im hisna imo ribis katsutza, that if he makes it part of the tonight, it's going to be ribis katsutza. King kasabal go, so that's haRambam. So, fine. Vatema, and then there's a kasha me Rav Hamagacher kasa barosha perik deino elo avakribus. It says only avakribus. Given to eino chayv lahalu schar min hadin, because he wouldn't be responsible, and therefore he wouldn't be chayv to pay min hadin. Vachaser shekain mucha suyus hagemara velo hiska Rambam cholik al zeh. He doesn't say anywhere that the Rambam is cholik. So there is a possibility out there that the Rambam is machmir. I don't think it's explicit, but the Rambam is machmir that even in the case of the lo kaim la agra, it would be considered ribbis katsutsa if you tie them together. So if a person borrows money from somebody staying in their house, and they don't, even if they don't normally rent it out, but they seem to be putting the same thing in the same sentence, can I borrow some money from you? Oh, and you could stay here tonight, right?
They're not paying for the rental.
But they're getting a free rental.
Right, but that's the point.
That's the problem. You're getting a free rental.
If you borrow from your renter, that's not a problem. Only if you say, okay, you don't owe me any rent.
Well, I think the problem is the opposite here. I'm borrowing money, and then, you could stay in my
place.
You could stay in my place. So I'm, right, by definition, giving him,
right.
I'm going to owe him the money, and I'm giving him more than what he gave, because he's also getting a place to stay.
But if he normally stayed there.
If he was already staying there, so it sounds like, but there, then it's not contingent. If he has made it contingent, he makes a deal and in the same sentence says stay here, so the Rambam seems to say that it is therefore a problem.
Does it make any difference whether the borrower or the lender initiated the deal? Because with the lender initiating the deal, it could be construed as coercion, but if the borrower says, okay, you can stay in my apartment, by the way,
I think what he's saying is if they're in the same sentence, I'm not sure it matters who is the one who initiated. So do we paskin this way? So Rambam against the Rush, right? So generally, you think the Beis Yosef would follow the Rambam. So if we go to the Shulchan Aruch,
so this be clear, the difference between the two opinions. One says no circumstances can be done, and one says, well, if he was living there already, it's okay. What's the difference?
No, if they're not there yet, could we borrow money? And we'll stay here tonight. Meaning we're going to start. The deal is put together in the same sentence that there's a loan and there's more than just a loan and that I'll have a place to stay.
Right.
So the Rambam seems to say that would be ribbis katsutsa.
Mm-hmm.
And Rush is saying, no, that's just avak ribbis, because it looks bad. So,
but if it's avak ribbis, it means you can do it, or
you shouldn't do it, but there's a big nafkamina in that. Can you demand the money back, which is where it shows up in the shulchan, which is
rent or whatever.
Can the lender then the borrower then say, I let you stay in my house, so I'm going to deduct the official Airbnb price for a house of room in Wynwood off of the amount of money that I owe you.
So according to the Rambam,
So it sounds like according to the Rambam, he would be able to, unless he's claimed after his katsutza.
If it's a box, you can't. Okay.
And if it's a box, then you can't. So that's how it kind of is. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it, but that's the way the Shach explains the Shulchan Aruch. So he leaves out the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Vav Sif Beis. Yeah, so in Kuf Samach Vav Sif Beis, it says, Amar Lei Halveni... he says, lend me money and you can stay in my place. So he kaimala agra, havi ribbis katsutza. Vilo kaimala agra, havi avak ribbis. As if it's someplace that's normally rented, so therefore it's like a real wink wink. Oh, and you can stay in, I have a room for you on the third floor in the hotel. Right? So there's a clear cost to what that room goes for. So that's going to be a problem. That's ribbis katsutza, because I'm giving you something that has a definite value. That is often something that is given out. The lo kaimel agra havi avak ribbis. But if it's not something that is normally rented out, so then it would only be considered avak ribbis. And then the Ramah adds in, V'dafka b'stam, avalim amr lo dar b'chatzerai b'schar halva. If he says, stay in my place, and that will be the payment for the loan, afilu lo kaim la agra havikir b'sgatzutza, right? So then you're clearly making a deal contingent on an additional favor. V'machash amr lo b'schar me'osecha, havalik ilu hischiru lo achshav. Because he said that there is going to be a payment for the money, so it's as if he said, hey, I'm renting it to you from now. So you could rent it. So that's for sure a problem. But what the Shach picks up on is the first line where v'lo kaim l'agra havi avak ribis. So comes the Shach and says,
yeah, what that means, because would it mean like he's allowing him to stay in the apartment in return for the loan? I mean, maybe that's his way of paying off the loan.
No, I think it means, well, then it wouldn't be ribis.
No.
Yeah. That would be mutter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Right, but the Rama says it's usher.
I'm trying to get the words.
So I think it's bishar halva as payment for the loan, not a return of the loan, but as payment for the loan, meaning a additional payment to the loan. That was how I had to do a double take, but I think that's the only way to understand the Rama.
Confused you because the Mechaber is saying, he says, lend me money and live in my courtyard, which sounds like he said them together, right?
Right.
So then it's ribbis.
No, if it's normal, ikaim la agra, if it's a normally rented place.
No, before you even get it. Amalei halveni v'dar b'chatzer, right?
Right.
So he combined the two. He made the...
Lend me money.
He linked them together.
Yeah.
In one sentence, right?
Right.
Okay, so then if it's normally rented out, then it's...
Right, because there's...
But if not, then it's not. But presumably, right. You still told them...
Okay, well, it's only avak ribis, yeah.
But it still is in the same sentence,
yeah.
Right? So then the Ramah comes along and he says, the doctor of a stam. What kind of stam? There's no stam here. What's the stam?
No, that was stam in that he didn't make a link between the two. He had them in the same sentence, but it wasn't...
So he's disagreeing with Mechaber.
No, he's not disagreeing. He says, but stop. That's if he never... He didn't say anything about, Owen, you better do this or else. That was only... He put him in the same sentence and said, oh, and, you know, you're probably tired, also need a place to stay, so you can stay here tonight.
So halveni v'dar b'chatzer is considered stop.
Halveni v'dar... Yes. As opposed to schar halva. Schar halva is payment for the loan.
He would have to specify bischar halva to make it beyond stam.
That's what the Ramah is saying, right?
Wow. Okay. I thought it was pretty...
Right. So the last thing to then pick on is the second half of the Mechaber, where he says, V'lo kaim al agra havi avak ribis. If it's not something that's normally rented, since considered avak ribis. So comes the Shach and says, V'dasa Rambam, the v'osa alveini afilu below kaim al agra havi ribis ketzutza. But according to the Rambam who says, lend me the money, and it's not something that's normally rented, he does call that ribis ketzutza. V'chasa beis yosef taimu, the kevin de... The hisna imo, he made that tanai, even though he didn't, or he seemed to make that tanai, havik ilusokro me'akshav, as if he's renting it for now. V'chasva goes by monu, shekin das ha-smag, v'arayvid, v'chein kasav, I assume that's Torah Sabai, so I'm not sure, shar memvav chelik beis, shezehu das ha-rif ha-rama. The Rif and the Rama both paskin that way. So if the Rif also paskins that way, so the Shulchan Aruch would lechora passing that way. And it's not like the Shulchan Aruch made it up, you know, didn't know about it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Beis Yosef and leaves it out here. And truly, he doesn't quote the Rif in the Beis Yosef, but usually Rambam against Rush, the Rambam would at least get a mention. So why does Rambam not get a mention here? So the Shach says, V'tema, lama hishmina mechaber daito, right? Why did the mechaber leave out the Rambam? Well, in Yendina nirali, the sveika de dinahu. He says, at the end of the day, he holds what he really held was that it's a sveik of the dina. That it's not a paskin in one way or the other, it's a suffik. So how do we paskin the suffik? Hamotzi, do you have it spelled out or do you have it vehi mem ayin?
No, it's abbreviated.
Right, so what does that stand for? Hamotzi mechavero alav araya. Hamotzi mechavero alav araya. The one who's trying to take has to bring the proof. So if you take it, so think about it here, who's trying to take from whom? So what's going to end up happening is that the borrower, right, is going to be trying to take more money from the borrower is going to claim that he owes less money because you letting me stay in your house was a form of ribis. Wait, am I saying that? the borrower because you staying in my house was not ribis. That's what he's trying to say, right? The borrower is saying you staying in my house didn't qualify as ribis. That was just me being nice to you, and you owe me all of the money for that I lent you. You're going to owe it to me back. So the
The guy who lent the money, borrowed the money, is the one who's letting him stay in his house. So.
The guy who's borrowing the money is the one who is saying you're.
So I'm buying money from you, so I say, give me the money and you can stay in my extra room. Mati's out of town.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. The borrower is saying, oh, I'm borrowing money from you, and you're also.
Therefore, you can stay.
No, I'm getting the. No, it's the other way. I'm trying to get the fever.
But the lender's getting their rent.
Right. The so lender. I'm borrowing money from you, and you're staying in my house, meaning not only am I going to pay you back your money, but I'm also giving you the value of a night in my house.
Right, but that's. The borrower's giving the lender a chance to stay in his. The borrower's house.
The borrower is. Right, and I'm giving. Meaning I'm giving you the extra value of staying in my house.
Right, so the borrower's giving that to the lender.
Correct.
So the borrower's then going to come along basically and say, I want my money.
So the borrower is going to come along.
I want money for that?
So the borrower, yeah.
Pay less loan?
That's what he's saying, yeah.
So he's saying, the reason that you say my house is I wanted to pay back only $90 instead of $100. Is that what he's going to say?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So why did he leave it out? So the Shach is suggesting Dina nearly the speak of the Dinahu, Pamutzi Mechavero Lavaraya. So the lender says I want more money. The borrower is saying I'm going to pay you less money because you already got value from me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that doesn't fit. I thought he was answering the question here. Now looking at it again, he's not answering the question. He says, why did he leave it out? But the din should be, Sveka the din of Amotzi Mechavero Lavaraya. So how that translates is that the lender is going to have the lower hand. Meaning if he says that what we did was ribis d'oraisa, so then I only owe you $80. And if we're going to say that it's ribis d'rabanan, so it's still, I would only have to pay you $80. Yeah. Right. That if it's before the case, that's what he's saying. If it's before the case, then I would have to pay $80. If I already paid you the $100, and now I come back and say, that's what it is. If I give you the $100, and so we stay over that night, I went out and made my deals, now I come back, I pay you back the $100. Right? Then I should go to Shear the next night. And I learn, hey, look at that. Me letting you stay in my house might have been considered an extra payment. In which case, that was ribis. And now I want my money back. Right? I want to go back to you and say, hey, I want my money back that you stayed over at my house, because that was ribis that was a form of ribis that you were charging me. So now, am I entitled to that money back? That's
money
the question
that
Shulchan is dealing with. So if it was avak ribis,
some of it.
Right, so I gave you $100 already, I won $20 because that's the value of staying in my house. So if it's avak, if it's ribis ketsutza, yeah, if it's not ribis ketsutza, I'm entitled to that money back. If it's only avak ribis, I'm not entitled to my money back. So the Shach is suggesting that that's what the Shulchan Aruch is passing here. Am I entitled to my money back after I already paid you back? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is saying that it's only avak ribis. If it's only avak ribis, I'm not entitled to it back. Why am I not entitled to it back? So the Shach is saying not because the Shulchan Aruch knows that it's only avak ribis and not ribis ketsutza. Rather, the reason you're not entitled to the money back is because it's sveika d'dina, and you can't prove that it's ribis ketsutza, and therefore you're not going to be able to get the money back. That's the
according to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, it was ribis ketsutza, which because I should get it back.
So he's not following the Rambam.
So he's,
in the end, he's not.
But he's not following it because it's a suffix. He's saying, I'm not sure who's right, the Rush versus the Rambam. So therefore, we're going to say, Amotzi Mechaveiro Lavaraya.
He said the Riff also holds like the Rambam.
Yes.
So two out of three,
right.
Usually.
In terms of Psak, but not in terms of Kimli. But not in terms of Kimli. In the Chalkas in Yemen here, he talks about the idea of Kimli. Have we discussed that yet?
Probably.
So Kimli is the concept in Hilchos, in Chush and Mishpat, that any time that you're in a court case between two people, the one who is the one, the defendant is always allowed to, is allowed to find some posik, some place that would paskin like him, and say, Kimli, I hold like that person, and therefore I'm mutzei mechaver olav haraya. You have to prove that my person is wrong, and because you're not going to be able to prove that my person is wrong, because the heluga, whoever, said this, so therefore you're not going to be able to take any money away from me. So that's what's being held. This is a Kimli, so I hold like the Rush. You're not able to take the money back because the Rush holds it's only ribbis, not ribbis gedutz, it's only avak ribbis, and therefore you're not going to get it back, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch passes that way.
Hmm.
Now, in order for that to be true, I mean, that's adding in another Kali Hapsak, which I'm not sure is true. I mean, that would mean that in all Chushan Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch should only quote the most mekel position, right?
Right.
So it's
weird.
Yeah, and I think, and, but that's the way the Chalkas Binyamin explain the Shach. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so moving along here in the Mechaber, he says v'im halvehu v'achar zman tavachov. If he lent him the money, and after a while he requested, I mean, a regular halva. I lent him $100. After a little while, I come back and say, I want my $100 back. The Lova says, I don't have your money, but if you want to stay over tonight, you're welcome to stay over tonight. So yesh omrim she'eno el avak ribis. So there are those who say that that's only considered avak ribis. V'yesh omrim shehu ribis katsutza. That's considered ribis katsutza. Right, v'hu sheyomer lo kein b'sha shemar viach lo zman, provided that he said at the time that he's extending the time. So what is the lumdus going on here? So the question is, if assuming ribbis katsutza has to be set up at the time of the loan, that's the part of the definition of ribbis katsutza. So person A owes person B $100. Person B goes to person A and says, give me my $100 back. Person A says, give me another 2 weeks to pay you back. So when he says, when he requests, give me another 2 weeks in order to pay you back, so is that considered a new loan, or is that considered just an extension of the old loan? Right. So if it is considered a new loan, so then all of the terms are getting renegotiated right now. So if he says, yeah, I'll give you another 2 weeks to pay, do you have a place for me to stay tonight? So then that is ribbis that is coming into play in the beginning point of the loan. If you say it's just extending the old loan, so then all right, it's ribbis mucharis. Maybe it's some kind. It's not going to be considered ribbis katsutza because it's not an integral part of the loan. So that is that's the second thing that the Mechaber mentions here. And the Ramah adds in v'hu adin b'chol ribbis. And the same thing would be by every case of ribbis. Shabala adam de lo katzas mitchila. When they come and they set up something which wasn't originally set up, machlokas zu imhu avak ribbis o katsutza. So you're going to have this machlokas if that's considered avak ribbis or katsutza. Anytime that there is an extension of the original loan and you add a ribbis feature, a ribbis detail at that point, so that's going to be subject to this machlokas just mentioned in the Mechaber. Okay? All right, back to the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef here in Siv Gimel. So towards the very end. So towards the very end, he quotes here from the Rashba.
Beis Yosef.
Rashba.
Yeah, so he says Varashba is in Dira Maskul there, but the truth is we can take a look in the tour itself. In the tour itself it says Vavei Vidar Bachatzer. The tour Gimel. Yeah. Vavei Vidar Bachatzer. So he says he lends him money and you can stay in my place. Shu Avak Ribbis. L'dasa Rambam, which the Rambam would then say is Avak Ribbis. Afilu Ilo Kaimala.
Why is he all of a sudden now it's Avak Ribbis? So sorry about that.
Afilu ilo kaimala agra, even if it is not
so the Rambam would agree if it's not the rentable, then it's avak. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think of Omer Halvini Vidor Bachatserai. Here's Vave Vidar. If in the case where he was
he lived in his, if it's not normally rented out, the Rambam says it's not.
No, that was the term that he even suggested might even be considered as katsuta. I think maybe he didn't put in the same sentence or something, right? That was the line. But Omer Halveni v'dor b'chatzerai v'hi chatzer delo kaimelagra near midvar of the river's katsuta havi. That was the case that he was being considered as katsuta. It must be here that he didn't put the two of them. It wasn't contingent on one another or something. Which is avak ribas according to the Rambam. Vafilu ilo kaim la'agra uldas Rambam only if it was b'kaim la'agra. If it was never said, that's not the right. Kasav harif lo mi bay im paru kfar de lo mafkin minei de malves char hadira shedarbo el afilu lo paru halova adayin. V'sho'el halove she'inache lo michovo shir haschirus she'roi litin al shadar v'chatzero. That the Rif says not just if he already paid him back in paru kfar the lo mafkinan mine the malve schar that the malve didn't reduce schar hadira the payment of the value of the dira shadarbo. Ella afilu ilo paru halove. Even if he hasn't yet paid him back, the love hasn't paid back anything. The shoel halove she inakalo michova. But the shoel says, "Hey, wait a second. You stayed in my place. Perhaps we can reduce that chov, the shear of the schirus, the amount of the rent. Sheroy litain al shadar b'chatzera, which would be fitting for you to give for living in my chatzir. So lo man kinan lei, v'tzarich lifro lo kol chov mishalim." So you can't deduct it, and he would have to pay back all the chov that he would be required to pay, right? So it's somewhat out of order. Chassid Beis was, at least the way we explained the Shulchan Aruch after the Shach, after learning the Shach's idea, is that the payment was already made, and then someone raises the question afterwards, says, "Hey, wait a second, wasn't that ribbis from the fact that you stayed there? Should the lender now have to give some of that money back because he quote unquote charged ribbis by getting a place to stay by the borrower's house." Mm-hmm. Right. That was Sif Beis. Sif Gimel is before he pays back. He didn't pay back and says, "Oh, you know, you stayed over at my house last night, so instead of me paying you $100, I should only have to pay you $80. So are you able to reduce that, assuming it was only avak ribbis?" Our question was maybe it's avak ribbis, maybe it's ribbis katsutza, but assuming it's only avak ribbis, however you want to set that up, can you deduct the avak ribbis money from the money that's supposed to be paid back? That's the question that's raised. So the first answer he quotes from the Rif and says, no, that he has to pay the entire v'tzarich lifro lo kol achov mishalim. He's got to pay the entire chov back. V'Rav Ephraim, however, chalak alav. Rav Ephraim disagrees. Bazev v'chasav, and he writes, kevin shelo paru mankinan lo, because he hasn't paid back. You should deduce shir haschiris, the amount of the schiris, mi'ikra chov, from the chov. Ulezek hiskim adonia via rush. And the Rush agreed to that. And if it happened to be that there was a mashkon, that his house was used as a collateral, so learn the laws of mashkonos, which we're going to get up to in five simanim from now. But that is the machlokas Rif versus Rav Ephraim paying this back. So if you take a look at the Rashba here, it says, V'harashba b'tshuva simen zayin chelik bey simen kafayin dalet. Right, you got that? So the Rashba Kasov Shemirabosav Maskim L'das HaRif, that his Rebbeim, that from his Rebbeim many agreed with the Rif. V'Rabbi Minari Shonim K'Rav Ephraim, many agreed with Rav Ephraim. V'Daito says the Rashba, his das was nearer Kenotek Sasal Das Rav Ephraim, and he seemed to lean towards the Rav Ephraim side. That if it was Ribbis Katsutza, you would have the right to deduct that from the amount that's owed by the loan. The Das Harambam, the Perek Vav Mihilchos Malva, Shaluk Divir Ephraim, the Gamluk the Mashma Divir Rif. And now we'll add in a third sheet, that of the Rambam. The Rambam is somewhat in between the Rif and Rav Ephraim. What is that? Shekasov im Hayah Haschar Kneged Hachov, Enu Menakel Lo Hakol, Ela kamoshir hadayanim. That if the schar equals the chov, the value of staying, he lent them $100, and the value of staying over in that house was also $100. So if the schar equals the chov, inu menakelo hakol. You can't deduct the entire thing. Ela kamoshir hadayanim. Except for whatever the dayanim see. So the dayanim can make their own call. Shin tisalik osa below klum. If you leave them without anything, hareza kamisha hotzio so b'dayanim, va'avak ribis eino yotzi b'dayanim. Right? Because if you would say, the dayanim would say, oh, wait a second. You got $100 value already. Therefore, he's not going to owe you $100. So then the Rambam says that's like he's being yotzi b'dayanim. What does it mean he's being yotzi b'dayanim? That the dayanim are forcing him out of the money. And dayanim are not allowed to force a person out of avak ribis. So therefore he wouldn't... Now, that case that the basin doesn't force a person out of avak ribis, that's normally the other case. That's normally where he already... pay back the money, so the dayanim aren't going to force the person not to pay out. But that's what the Rambam applies here. That if you're going to make the guy now leave with nothing, plus otherwise it could be interpreted as an avak ribis case, so that's going to be a case of being yotzi b'dayanim. That's not right, and therefore it shouldn't work that way. So how do we pasuk in this case? We take a look in the Shulchan Aruch of Samach Vav Siv Gimel. It says, Hecha dahavi avak ribis, yish omrim, that where is a case of avak ribis, yish om shafilu im lo paru adayin v'tovea lovishi inakalo, if he hasn't yet paid, and the lova says that you should reduce it, mechovo shir haskirus, lo mankinle, that you're not going to be menaket, v'yish omrim de mankinle, and some say that you are menaket. So that's the machlokas riff.
Reduce it.
Reduce it, yeah, that you would reduce it. So that's the machlokas riff versus... versus the Rav Ephraim. How do you pass in this case? So normally we say stam v'yesh halacha k'stam when there's a plain opinion again, and then he says, "Oh, and yesh some say this." He's really passing like the stam case. However, how is he passing in this case? Here it's yesh v'yesh. So when it's two yeshes, I think it means he's following the second one, although I'm not. Which would be the case, the opinion of Rav Ephraim, which is how the Rashba was leaning as well. And if you look at the Ramah, the Ramah says Vasvara Achrona Hi Yikar, and the second Svara is the main one. Now notice here, it puts a little bit of a hole in the theory that it all has to do with Hamotzi Mechavero Lavaraya. Well, he's putting both opinions here. It's hard to say Hamotzi Mechavero Lavaraya in this case, but okay. So Vasvara Achrona Hi Yikar, that you would be able to deduce it. Now whether it includes the Rambam or not, I don't know, it's not, the Rambam doesn't get a mention here. Not sure why not. But continues the Ramah, he says, Misha kibel maus bahalva mi echad, v'gam lomit ibino. So a person is receiving money. Somebody accepts money, see, he's a lova. And he also learns with the malvez kid. Right, v'hisne imo, and there was also a tanai sheyitin lo mishum ze hautza, that he'll be able to get some other money, meaning exchange for. Like, it sounds like these cases in Europe where you had a yeshiva boy staying in somebody's house, and like that was the deal. The deal is, yeah, you can stay in my house, you can learn in yeshiva, and you're going to tutor my kid at night. It seems like that's some kind of deal like that going on. So now you borrow some money from him. So it's already like intertwined in like all sorts of relationships and all sorts of money and goods being traveling back and forth without without really taking very careful accountings of it. Shilo mishum zehautza afagav dahavi nosein lo halva below halva. Even though he's I read something wrong. Afagav dahavi nosein lo hautza below halva. Even though he's giving him money without the loan, mishum shalamad imbino, because he's learning with the kid. Afilu hachi aser, still it's aser. Dahavi le kalvenu v'dor b'chatzerai, the aser afilu lo kaima ba'agra. But then it's like a case of halvenu v'dor b'chatzerai, which is aser even if it's not kaima ba'agra. So if you were in the middle of this deal, you're staying in my house, you're learning with my kid, I'm giving you some food, you're entitled to go to the snack cabinet whenever you want, and now I want to borrow money from you. So, suggest the Ramah that that's a problem. That's a problem to do. Perhaps I would suggest maybe it has to do with like the pressure that's imposed upon you for making that loan. Maybe that's the reason for it. But to borrow money from the kid boarding in your house is problematic. That's what the Rama seems to say. Similarly, all these types of things. Miyuim nosein hamos b'derech matan, but gives the money in the way of a gift. V'im yirsa halova yochel la'akvam la'atzman, if the lova wants, he can. If he keep it for himself and not pay him back, so then it would be mutter. Even if he does pay him back after me, if it's not really a strict loan, so then we would say that there's rooms that it would be mutter. Dorba v'chinam says, I'll try to pay back, and as long as I'm not paying back, you can say it for free. Mutter, that'd be permissible. He's not really making a loan here, he's just doing the favor, and therefore we would like overlook it. So to do a straight up loan when there is a border, and there sounds like there's other things going back and forth, so the Rama seems to be frowning upon that. Alright? And, okay, I'm going to stop there.
So why would that be? Because he could extort other things from him?
That's my inclination. Maybe that's what's going on. They're nervous about that. Yeah. On the other hand, it sets up a pretty big stringency. Right? That's... Yeah. I don't know if this Ramah is taken as a... Sometimes Ramahs like this are saying, well, it's only that example and we're not going to extend it to other cases. And sometimes we say, no, that's a huge klal that the Ramah just taught.
Well, because he's supposed to be paying him and then he's taking money from him at the same time. Because he's paying him for...
Yeah, but that happens, plenty. I mean, that happens... you know, my father has employees that work for him, so my father can't borrow money from the employees because he's also paying the money
as a salary. That's a more, I guess, a more professional, a larger company, but it's not as an individual, someone, you know, somewhat subservient person living
okay.
under you.
But you could.